Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Each day I wake up with the expectation that it's going to be a beautiful, bright, glorious, blessed day. And I don't look for anything but joy to come my way. I stay alert to the words that I believe Spirit brings to my heart, and I try to be aware of what they mean to me. And I don't always understand the occurrence when something comes up into my mind. And I also want to make sure that I'm not just assuming that everything that that comes into my mind is from Spirit, because sometimes it's just my subconscious. Either way, I like to evaluate and just look and see what it means to me. And so today I kept hearing forgive. And so I'm thinking, who do I need to forgive? Or who needs to forgive me? Or who do I want to forgive me? And it made me think of the fact that, you know, we come across people every day, some in our family, some are friend circles, some are in at work, and others are just in other ways and passing or whatnot. It can be something as simple as, you know, not holding a door open for someone and, you know, feeling that, wow, I didn't see them coming, I should have held the door open. Or what gets me all the time is, you know, when I'm looking at my puppy and she's doing something again, and I go, oh, all right, we're going to go through this again. And it dawned on me that she's doing what she's been born to do, right? She's showing her love in the way she knows how to love. And she's not a vicious puppy by any stretch of the imagination, but she's curious. She's mischievous sometimes, but she's always joyful and happy. And so, you know, I think about that and all the joy that they give us. And it, like I said, it dawns on me that just like someone who loves all the time, any of us can make a mistake. And with that in mind, you know, it made me think about the fact that sometimes we harbor ill will and we don't even know we're holding on to it. And when you carry that into the next interaction you have with the person who caused the quote-unquote ill will, if it's not talked about and laid bare, it can actually hamper the progression of the relationship. And so while I haven't figured it out totally in my heart today, who I need to forgive or who I hope forgives me, I'm going to think about that, because that was an interesting word to hear in my heart and in my mind, forgive. And so my thought for me today is to look at ways that I can be more forgiving and to make sure that I stop and tell people when I feel that I have slighted them in any way, that was not my intent, so that I can live, you know, from an authentic spirit and close as possible to my heart and the will of God. So I don't know what your day holds for you, and I don't know if you've been given a different word from your mind or your heart to think about. More than likely, at some point, I'll sit down and just journal it through. But I do believe that my subconscious is telling me somewhere I need to heal. I need to heal a space and forgive an occurrence. Just something to think about. So if you come into interaction with anyone today and they slight you, or you slight them, try to be more mindful, think of it, and heal it before it goes in another day or festers into something else. Because a lot of times the little things that we do aren't the things that get the people that we love to be unhappy, but it's the accumulation and it's the oversight or the continued behavior. And I don't think that we necessarily try to do things purposeful to hurt the ones we love, but sometimes, you know, you get somebody and they just want something their way. right? Or you get somebody and they go, you know, I'm always the one saying, you know, okay, fine. And today I just want to have, you know, I want to be heard. So whatever it is, do you see my point? So I just want you to even walk with maybe the word that I was given today, which is forgiveness, in your heart, and see if maybe there are some ways that you can make your day better and increase the joy in the ones you love. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, be mindful, be joyful, keep an open spirit, and let love in. We'll talk again soon. Goodbye.